Buddy, welcome to a Wednesday Sports Line, the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Horry alongside. We'll take you to three, hand it off to our good buddy Phil Benatti's outstanding show behind the bench. Take you to six. Giants up after that. They are out of it, but we knew that going into this week, in all honesty. Keep in mind, I mentioned this the other day, being seven back about a month ago and having three or four teams to climb over, the Giants were, at least by all appearances, cooked at that time. Somehow they managed to get themselves not only past everybody, but actually by a half a game above the Mets, who everybody has been chasing, and they actually were at that fleeting moment the number six seed in the conference, the third wild card team. Since that point, they've gone 2 of 10. So they've lost 8 of 10 games, and it's over for this year. So after winning the World Series in 10, 12, and 14, and having that very, very near miss in 16, if Cueto could have won, been a very interesting game 7 against the Cubs. The Giants, except for the one great year where they and the Dodgers both, battled out with 108, 107 wins, all that stuff, and the Bellinger play and all of that, that hit. That's been it for the Giants. They just have not been able to get back to the postseason. It'll be interesting to see what Buster Posey does. The move with Devers has not exactly worked out the way everybody hoped, but, we'll see. Anyway, I'll tell you all about the entirety of the schedule and complain about that later on. I want to thank Ed Dunkel, his entire group at Precision Civil Engineering, for allowing me the time a little bit later on to tell you about the schedule. Again, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, it's all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. When we talk about the schedule, I'll mention again, what Ed has done for his alma mater, Fresno State, and for the Lyles College of Engineering there on campus in particular. Jack Furtig with me today. We're, for the first time in a while, because the Giants had our time slot for Jack the last couple of weeks, we'll get back to basketball in just about 3 or 4 minutes, and also we'll remind you at that time about the tip-off dinner, and I'll get to some of your emails, particularly the one from Craig again about Kuminga. I will address that before we move into Bulldog land. Also, we will talk very briefly about Teddy going into the Ring of Fame there, and also that Mankins and Lo Neal, two friends of ours, now modern-day Hall of Fame nominees, so very pleased about that as well. So we'll try to ask Jack about that as well, as he is much more than just a basketball guy, as we've said. But first, our other lead dogs want to spend some time with you. Number one, I want to thank the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman for all their support. Really appreciate it. International company with the local operators really stepping up to help out with athletics across the valley. And again, right now, for a limited time, the hot and spicy wings and potato wedges are there. It'll only be for a while, though. It's the ultimate fan favorite. Stop on in and pick them up. Also, keep in mind the KFC chicken sandwich. Just $3.99 right now, a limited time offer. Everybody else reducing their food as far as the amount you get, but still upping the cost. KFC has it same way it's always been for $3.99, and right now it's actually bigger and better than ever. So get the KFC chicken sandwich. Also keep in mind, on Tuesdays you still have the long-running $10 eight-piece bucket offer, and Wednesdays like today, you have the country fried steak for $5.99. So stop by the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, and tell them thanks as you pick up your food for supporting athletics across the valley. The other reminders, the weather comes courtesy of our longtime sponsors at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. You can find them on the web at leesair.com or give them a call at 825-5337, which is 825-LEES. They also sponsor the Lees Hotline. That's how we bring guests up like Jack Furtig, and how Phil not only brings up his guests, but also callers from the general public. Mark that number down again, 1-559-320-1430. So 320-1430. The rest of it is the reality we all face now in trying to make phone calls in this area. Never dreamt you'd have to be like a Morse code operator in order, a code breaker, in order to make phone calls these days, but that's the way it works. Anyway, appreciate Lee, at least allow me the time again. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. Great, great local people. As far as forecast goes, the thunderstorms hit the coast and hit the northern and western part of the valley already. Depends, it's hit and miss. I think people in Merced, Madera, and Mendota have gotten a dose, from what I understand, and also around Kalinga, southwest. So far, metro area, at least where we're at in northwest Fresno, not too far from Bullard High School, you have got the sprinkles every once in a while, but pretty much it's been the sun, then the wind, and then the clouds, and then the sun again. But we're supposed to have this window open all the way through late afternoon to the early evening, and you might have it miss you. You might just get lightning. You might get lightning. You might get thunder. You might get rain. It just depends where you are. But it should, no matter what happens, clear out except for the foothills tomorrow, and then we're going to kind of get back to normal. As far as the temperatures go, we're looking at 91 today, 87 tomorrow, 88 Friday, 92 on Saturday, 87 Sunday, 86 Monday, 85 Tuesday. So as far as temperatures, it's terrific. We'll see what happens in regard to the rain. Anyway, thanks everybody at Lee's for allowing us the time. Again, Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, 825-5337, 825 Lee's. All right, final reminder comes courtesy of a longtime sponsor and a longtime friend, and that is Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, one of the great boosters at Fresno State for over three decades, and someone who is really involved in basketball, so he loves the conversations that we can have here. The great aspect of his business has made it so successful, celebrating his 25th anniversary in town at 4529 North Marty Avenue, Suite 103, where you can give him a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE, where he and Gabe, who works for Joe, are there. You can get more information on the web at superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. This is a business that not only is family-friendly, not only has great components like pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, all there for you, but you have someone who has the ability to analyze your problem, same-day estimate, same-day service, and keep you up and running. And it's really important, because if you're working around a valve necessity business, meaning you're at a plant, you're a maintenance person, maybe a tanker delivery person, maybe you work around a boiler, anybody who is relying upon a valve for an industrial need, if it goes down, your business goes crashing down, stop in, see Joe or Gabe, or give them a call. They will analyze your situation, and they'll get you as quickly as possible back up and running, or keep you up and running before you hit that catastrophic turn that could take you out for a good long while. That's why it's so important, the timely nature of what they do, and we appreciate everything he does for us as well. And because of that, Joe will tell you when you get in there that he is so dedicated to Fresno State that if you have a few minutes after he solves the problems for your business, that he will tell you what he has done to donate to Fresno State. The best avenue right now is to go to the main website at goflogs.com. Donate link there. Click on that. Take you to different areas of donation. BulldogFoundation.org has a link. So does Myers Champion Circle. Information for tickets and parking for all events on campus. And then finally, under ways to give, the individual sports clubs, for instance, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball, Jack Furtig on the board of directors. I'm going to talk about the upcoming tip-off dinner on the 13th with Jack in just a moment. He has said he'd love to have more members for the timeout club. You can call him directly on his cell, 559-287-3305, or go to the web route, if you like, FurtigJack@AOL.com. Also, the dugout club has a link for baseball, other men's and women's sports as well, under ways to give. And then finally, keep in mind all the NIL monies that Fresno State needs, and that is under BulldogBread.com, and the university has taken that under their umbrella. So make sure you contact people at Fresno State about that, and always go to GoBulldogs.com for more information. Anyway, thanks to all the great lead dogs, from Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, to the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. All that having been said, we turn now to our longtime friend, outstanding basketball analyst, is Jack Furtig. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Jack. I want to start, I want to address the Kuminga thing quickly with Craig. But before we get there, because we're going to talk about Fresno State basketball today for the first time in a while. Like I said, the last 2 weeks, the Giants have had our time slot. Next week, the Major League Baseball playoffs will have the time slot. This is a good week to talk basketball because it is the bye week for Fresno State football. But, Jack, before I get to the Kuminga question, because I keep getting it, and there's so much interest about it in this area, the dinner coming up, tell people the particulars. It's at Pardini's on the 13th, correct?
Yes, at Pardini's the 13th. They'll have a social hour, about, I think 5:30, no host bar. $100 ticket. If you would like to buy a table, some people like to do that. I know our friend Rob Saroyan is one who does. There are several others. Tables go for $5,000, $2,500, or $1,250. I believe there are 10 seats to a table. And obviously, the more you, the higher amounts get the tables closer to the front and to the players. You can also sponsor a player, you know, by buying a ticket for the players. Obviously, we're not going to charge the players for their tickets.
Right.
We get people who will, you know, say, I want to sponsor so-and-so and buy his ticket. So anything like that would be appreciated. I think it's going to be a great time. We've had a social, actually a couple had one at Old Spaghetti Factory with Van Spoke, had one at Mountain Mike's just last week. Well attended. The place was packed. Very enthusiastic fans, and each guy on the team spoke. And I'll tell you, we're going to look great in an airport, if nothing else. This great size. The guys look good. They look athletic. They speak well. Each guy introduced the guy to his left. So, you know, it wasn't just, I'm here to thank all the PI. The reason I came was for the people. And then they asked the next guy, and he says, the reason I came was for the people and the people and the people. And it was fun. John Welch spoke about each guy to give a little capsule summary on what each guy brings to the table. And I know they said last year they had shooters. Well, they're saying that again this year, but I think this one, you know, they've had a little more time with these guys, and I think that the face of the program is going to be Jake Heidbreder. He is not only, a veteran of the Mountain West, having played at Air Force, transferred to Clemson, and then came here. He's about 23 years old. He's a mature guy. He's a guy who John had said is just always upbeat. Even if he had a bad practice day, he's still encouraging others. So he's kind of the father or the grandfather, I guess, of the team.
Right.
And is a great shooter, really has a great feel for the game, understands cutting, understands angles, understands what you need to do in Vance's system. So I believe he'll be the face of the program and obviously will be a starter. I think John said they felt like Zion Collins coming back at the point will start. The big guy, Wilson Jacques from France, will most likely start at center. David Douglas Jr., DJ, will be, one of the DJs. There's also DJ Stickman from Clovis
right.
West, but I think they call him Stick to distinguish. But DJ, if you remember, his last game, he made 5 threes in the second half. Now he's recovered from the knee surgery that he had. He'll be another. And then the last spot's up for grabs. I think that just personally, that Makan Diouf is going to be the fifth starter. He's 6'11". He really can handle the ball, has a great length, can block shots, can shoot for a guy 6'11". So right now, I guess, you know, everybody says right now they're all undefeated. So we are too. And it's going to be interesting. The first seven games are at home, and they're against opponents, let's say, from lesser conferences than the Mountain West. So,
yes.
You know, you don't want to put it, you don't want to put it on
kindly.
Anybody. But, right. It's not, you know, a schedule with big names, although a team like Stephen F. Austin, let's say, is very good. You know, they're going to be formidable. University of New Orleans, I spoke with Sylvie Dominguez, longtime assistant. He's there. They really like their team. But they're all from conferences that aren't as good. So they could very well be undefeated going into that game at Arkansas. I don't want to call that one, that's for sure. But that's going to be, you know, it's not in Fayetteville. It's in Little Rock. So
right.
They do get great. They get a break there, so they don't have to at least, you know, play in that, you know, crazy environment. It'll be wild, but it won't be quite the environment as on campus. It should be interesting. I hope everybody comes out, you know, get some tickets, watches some early, sees what they think. He feels a lot better. He being Vance Wahlberg feels a lot better about this team than he did last year. As long as they stay from the injury bug, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, you talk about Stephen F. Austin, you know, the old joke, Jack, it'll be Stephen F. Austin, and I assume he's bringing four other guys with him, right? Isn't that always the line, right? William and Mary and three others, yeah, exactly. The quick, since Jack touched upon it, because the deadline, the RSVP deadline, is Friday, October 3 for this tip-off dinner on the 13th at Pardini's. And as Jack mentioned, you register earlier because it did sell out last year. But just for the thumbnail rundown so you know, the sponsorship levels, and there are 10 people per table for the gold, silver, and bronze tables, $5,000, $2,500, or $1,250. Those are for the more corporate look for businesses that want to buy tables. But as Jack referenced, an individual ticket is only $100 for that dinner, which is well worth it. Sponsoring a player or a coach is just $100, and a youth ticket for 12 and under is just $25. So if you just want to attend and have your kid come with you, it is not at all a real onerous proposition for you for what is really an important night in a variety of areas, including fundraising for what you need money for right now, big time these days. That is college athletics. For more information, again, for tickets, gobulldogs.com/events, or you can call 559-278-7160 or timeoutclubfresnostate@gmail.com. If you need more information along those lines, either email me at tdad1@att.net. I think you guys know the address by now, or just go to gobulldogs.com and you can click on the links there. Anyway, we will get back to Fresno State in just a moment. Jack, I want to answer this Kuminga thing because it has a lot to do with salary cap and things that why it relates to Fresno State is because we need to have this kind of hard cap situation in college. Just we're going to talk about the Ballmer thing if we have a chance, by the way, and Kawhi Leonard, but you're going to have something collegiately that checks and balances the moneyed aristocracy. Because one more time, if the NBA didn't have it, Joe Lacob and Steve Ballmer would just run this league right out the door by just spending and spending and spending and never stop spending, and they would just pay for a 12-man roster and have three guys that are on two ways, and that would be it. Because you have this hard cap, the reason, Craig, you asked, you don't understand why the Warriors wouldn't rather have Kuminga on what amounts to an $8 million a year contract as opposed to spending $75 million over 3 years. Here's why. The qualifying offer, because he's a restricted free agent, this is what's really important to know. If it comes down to it on October 1 and Kuminga takes the qualifying offer, he's almost an untradeable player for the Warriors for the year, because in order to trade, you have to trade like salary. So you can't go out and get a big-time player for $8 million a year in the NBA. And at the end of the year, during the summer, Kuminga is then a restricted free agent. So he'd be sacrificing $75 mil over three for his freedom. What he wants is the two-year deal and the player option. The Warriors are willing to go two or three, but they want the option on that third year, because that third year figures to be the year without Curry, without Butler, without Green. And Kuminga knows it, and he also wants to be the star. He not only wants to start, he wants to shoot in an isolation offense that is not the Warriors. I don't know why they drafted him if this was going to be an issue. Maybe people got into his head about it from the time he joined the Warriors in 2021. But the bottom line is, Craig, so you know, it's a game of high-stakes chicken. If Kuminga does this and signs for eight and then sits on the bench all year long because the Warriors are going to make him persona non grata, or more particularly if he blows out an Achilles or an ACL, it can change a lot of stuff. So, Jack, with that as a backdrop, if this game of chicken, if neither side is going to budge by October 1, how risky is it for Kuminga to just take the qualifying offer, and how devastating would it be for the Warriors if he does that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you pointed out the pluses and minuses. He's, I guess, if he does not, he's going to bet on himself. You know, DeMarcus Cousins did it and lost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes, he did. Yeah, it didn't work.
Because he got hurt. And not only did he get hurt, but after he got hurt again. Yep. And he lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, other guys have done it, and it's worked to their benefit. I mean, you know, you bet on yourself, and you come through, and you have a good year, and your price goes way up. So, you know, that's the problem with a restricted free agent. Is restricted free agent means that if somebody else offers Kuminga a contract, the Warriors can match it. Let's go close to home. Tyler Johnson at one time was a restricted free agent, and the Heat really liked him. They thought he was a good locker room guy as well as a good player, rotation player, and they didn't want to lose him. They didn't want to offer him as much money as Brooklyn did. Brooklyn offered him, I believe, $50 million over 4 years. And because of it, the Heat matched it. And Tyler stayed with the Heat. Now, once he got to the fourth year, they didn't see him as valuable. And they were kind of stuck with that contract. He ended up going, I believe, to Phoenix. Now, this is what you have with restricted versus unrestricted free agent. So,
right.
You know, you're right. It's a game of chicken, and I think somebody's going to blink. Pretty much, well, somebody has to.
And two other things about it, Jack, and I do want to ask you about Ballmer, because that relates again to this caponomics big time. But Kuminga's agent is saying, well, Kuminga has insurance to take care of an injury. He does not have insurance to take care of the potential monies that could be half a billion dollars over a contract somewhere over a protracted period of time if he ends up getting hurt right now. So if you sacrifice $75 million now, saying no problem, well, you know what, you get hurt right now and everybody's afraid of you as opposed to being locked into a contract, that's a whole different story. The other thing is, you're absolutely right about the restricted free agent, except, and Paul George ran into this, as you know, and we talked about it.
Yeah.
This is a year where nobody seems to have cap room. So it has to be a sign and trade. So as much as Kuminga would love to go and have Sacramento, who offered him more money, more playing time, and everything that he wanted to hear, Phoenix and Sacramento both basically said, Jonathan, just wait and come with us. He knows this. In order to get that money right now, it has to be a sign-and-trade. So the Warriors have the control of saying, you would have to give us what we want, and what you're offering us is not good enough. So this is a year there's no room at the end, and it's something, as you know, Jack, you and I talked about with Paul George many times in the last. Paul George thought he was on his way to the Warriors before he went to Philly. He even said it, in the press conference. I mean, you talk about being bold-faced, Jack, telling people what's going on, right? In big-time print. He sits there in Philly, and he goes, I'm fine with being here in Philly. I thought I was going to the Warriors. And the reason he couldn't was because the Warriors didn't have cap room for him, which meant, again, in order for Paul George to get to Oakland at that time, or San Francisco now, and actually I guess it was San Francisco at the time, although it was Oakland, as you know, initially when it was supposed to be he and Klay Thompson. That was after the Kevin Love stuff, right? It was supposed to be Klay Thompson for it, and they didn't make the deal. And Paul George has wanted to come and play with the Warriors because their style of play, where Kuminga hates it, right, because he wants to be an isolationist. Paul George is made for that Warrior offense because he moves without the ball. He's a tremendous defender, and he's always open and getting himself open, and he back cuts. But the reason it didn't happen is because Steve Ballmer would not do a sign-and-trade with the Warriors. He wasn't going to do it. He and Joe Lacob are tremendous competitors, and so he was not going to make that deal, and it forced Paul George to go. Jack, basically, one of the few places that had cap room for him, Philly, and it's turned out I'm not going to say a disaster.
All you need is one team. Right, all you need is one team to have cap room, you know, and to get it done. But like you said, this year is not the greatest year to be a restricted free agent because of the problem people have. And, you know, if people want to know why it's so complicated, you know, look at the National League and you wonder why the Dodgers are in first place. You know, there's no cap room in baseball, and they basically have Steve Ballmer-type ownership where they'll just lay out the money. Yankees are the same.
Although it's interesting, neither will probably get the buys. They'll both end up in the wild card rounds, but the Yankees might catch the Blue Jays. The Dodgers, who will win the division, and even if, you know, with the Dodgers, they cannot do anything about it because both Philly and Milwaukee have better records. But your point is well taken. That it is the reason that they can, as we talk, Jack, and it's applicable in any sport, right? If you can just make it just another shrimp on the Barbie. You make a mistake, right? You throw it on the junk heap, right? You start again.
Sure.
Let's look at it collegiately. Okay, Mike Gundy, I'm 40, wears out his welcome in Stillwater. They buy him out for $15 million and they don't blink. Deshaun Foster, $9 million at UCLA. You can afford to make mistakes, Jack, when you have money. Can you imagine Fresno State making a $15 million mistake on a coach? Tell me about that one.
Tell me about Jimbo Fisher with $75 million.
Well, yes, you know, again, and they don't even blink.
Texas A&M has that oil money, and we have fruit money, and they have oil money. You know, it doesn't compare.
You're right. With oil money, you don't worry about if the skies are opening up at the wrong time. It's a great point.
Exactly.
But anyway, to answer the question for Craig, it is the reality of the NBA, and the reason it's worked, and the reason Oklahoma City is a champion, the reason that the Indiana Pacers are highly competitive and Orlando's getting good, is because it's one vote per ownership. So as much as the big market, big money teams want to dominate, every time they go to get a vote, they get outvoted by the rest of the league that doesn't quite have those deep pockets. It is not applicable in Major League Baseball, and as you mentioned, Jack, and we've talked before, it certainly is not applicable collegiately, that's for sure. I did want to ask you quickly about the Ballmer thing, though, because it is something we've talked about in regard to this new commission that's supposed to oversee all the NIL deals. After Ballmer, and it looks to me like somebody made a $28 million no-show deal that happened with Kawhi Leonard, which is interesting, that happened to coincide with the kind of monies that the Clippers needed to keep him happy, though Kawhi being kept happy has destroyed a couple of franchises, despite the fact that he cashed in some titles, one in Toronto that he wouldn't have gotten if the Warriors didn't have the injuries, and, of course, in San Antone. But, of course, that's the infrastructure in San Antone was different. But, Jack, the reality is that Adam Silver said afterward, the burden of proof is on the league to prove that this wasn't dirty business. I have a hunch there are a lot of owners that think otherwise. Take that scenario and stick it at college right now, okay? How can you stop a lot of these NIL deals, even if you know they reek to high heaven, and you've got supposedly you have to have some tie-in between the business and the athlete. But, Jack, if the NCAA, through the commission, denies some kid monster money because they say it's not appropriate, without congressional help in codifying the whole damn thing, isn't this on its way to court? And aren't we going to see, once again, personal rights take precedent and the NCAA loses again, right?
Oh, sure. You know, greatest indicator of future behavior is past performance. And what we've seen in the past is, the burden of proof, like you said, that, you know, you're not going to take away, it looks now anyway, like you're not going to take away personal freedoms. And, the problem that you have in college that you don't have, let's say something with Ballmer situation, is, like you said, referenced earlier, there's no cap. There's no salary cap. In the NBA, there is, and it looks like, you know, although the burden of proof is on the league, it looks like the Clippers violated it. And it's, I think, the elephant in the room nobody's talking about is Uncle Dennis, because Uncle Dennis seems like the thorn in the side of the negotiating.
That's
which
correct.
Is why somebody else was trying to get Kawhi and they refused. Toronto, I don't know, but it was somebody who refused to do what basically Uncle Dennis wanted, which it appears like a no-show job for a lot of money. And
to circumvent the cap, that's in addition.
To
sweeten the pot, yeah.
Right. And circumvent the cap, and Steve Ballmer either is shrewd enough to have done it, or just felt like, you know, $28 million, you know, I'm worth $112 billion, or, you know, whatever he's worth now, I guess sixth richest guy in the world. We can get Kawhi, and it's just going to cost us an extra $28 million for Uncle Dennis or whoever. Yeah, sure, let's do it. He made a mistake, which I would doubt because Steve Ballmer's a pretty bright guy, or they figured a way to circumvent the cap. Slick, maybe not legal, but maybe not really moral. And, like you said, if the burden of proof, like Adam Silver said, burden of proof is on the league. Adam Silver has been a player commissioner as opposed to David Stern, who he would have done something. David Stern would have done something already, because he was probably the greatest commissioner that we've ever seen. Certainly the greatest commissioner in basketball. Maybe the greatest.
Well, the one with the most stones, Jack. Let's face it.
Absolutely.
Laker fans, they're still mad about, Chris Paul is still mad about denying that deal, particularly when the league was running Charlotte at the time. Okay, so. Anyway, the bottom line with Ballmer is this. If he were duped, since he said he invested a lot more money in that company than just the $28 million. Okay, you're right. Very surprising. But to your point, and you're absolutely correct, the man spent billions to put the Intuit Dome, the George Orwell 1984 Dome, as myself and Panis call it. Brother is watching Dome, where if you don't cheer enough, they come and get you. If you're in the bathroom too long, they want to know what's taking so long. I'm saying it's a little uncomfortable there. You will cheer and you will like it, Dome, all right? If you spend that kind of money on your own facility, I don't think you're worried about $28 million, but the league is, because it is a direct circumvention of the cap. And by the way, if you are found guilty of it, it costs you not only money, but it can cost you future draft picks. It can cost you current players. It can really devastate your franchise. That's how much the rest of the league is afraid of the moneyed aristocracy. The same way in the National Football League, they were so afraid of Jerry Jones and Eddie DeBartolo, and to a degree Snyder, although Snyder didn't know what to do with his money. But those two were scaring the hell out of everybody because they were said you can't. They were saying you can't incorporate. And Eddie DeBartolo said, "Well, how much are they going to fine me if I incorporate?" They said $90 million. He goes, "I'm going to make a lot more than that, so I'll incorporate." And Jones goes, "That's a hell of an idea." And so that started to scare the rest of the National Football League. You're right. The only ones that don't do that are our good friends in Major League Baseball, and that's why it's a good thing that some of the small market teams play in the same geographic area divisionally and have now six spots, so you've got potentially four playoff opportunities, your division, and three wild cards. But yet the money teams usually win the damn thing. All right, Jack,
well,
in the last 5 minutes.
However, one thing that Ballmer has to worry about is there is precedent with what they did to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and
that's
where
correct.
They took away the draft picks, and you know that could devastate. When he built the Intuit Dome, he wasn't expecting not to have future draft picks. So because
correct.
That precedent yep. has been set, I think he's sweating a little more than, let's say, Eddie DeBartolo was way back when.
Yeah, of course, Eddie has to look, by the way, at this right now with disbelief that he got in trouble for being part of the gambling boat in the Mississippi, he and the former governor there. And he's got to laugh his ass off right now in a really, real sardonic way that this league and all the media all supporting gambling blatantly when he had his franchise pulled from him for supporting
it
perfectly.
How about on a local basis where we got zapped for $4 chicken bowls?
Yeah, exactly. A rice bowl. How about you? Let's all just talk about a rice bowl right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right, for $4. $3.95.
Yeah.
Well,
Bob Dylan.
You know,
Bob Dylan said a long time ago, Jack, the times they are a change. Well, they have changed, okay?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, it's I did a blog. I haven't done a blog in years, and I did a blog, and the title of it was There's No Progress Without Change, but Not All Change is Progress. And I think
that's very true.
We've seen that in sports, I know.
Jack, we're going to talk basketball, of course, more and more. You get a nice synopsis of the team, but talking about the tip-off dinner again, which is October 13th. I know it's a weak schedule, and it's done deliberately, and this team still has to come together. But right now, projecting, seeing that talent, and knowing it's going to be a different style, a more European style, if you will, going to see a little bit more cutting, probably a little bit more outside shooting. Is this a team, Jack, that can be competitive in a real tough conference and then going forward in an even tougher conference potentially with Gonzaga jumping in the next year?
Right, right. Well, I think that the schedule is set the way it is to gain confidence. I think, you know, the team is going to get better as the season goes along. We said that last year, but then injuries crept in and he really couldn't play the style he wanted to play. But should they be healthy throughout the year, they should gain confidence with the early schedule because I think the margin for error is going to be greater, certainly, than when they get into the conference. But if they can have pre-conference success, confidence goes a long way in you know, adopting a new style. And that's why I felt like the fifth starter would be McCon, because he was here last year. And if you look at who they project as starters, you know, three of the guys were here last year. One of the guys is 7 feet, and the other one is a guy who's, 22 or 23 years old, mature, and has a great resume. So I think you're going to see a team that, should they get this success early, have the confidence going into a league, that's going to be difficult, but maybe not as difficult as it's been in the past, you know, with changes.
Right.
You know, New Mexico, I don't know a guy from UCSD could bring that together as quickly. He's facing the same challenges as a lot of guys are, you know, with brand new teams. You have a new coach at Colorado State, although he was an assistant there. It's just, hey, college basketball has evolved into something completely different than what it used to be. Vance even said, if our guys can come through and play well this year, we know we're going to lose them because somebody's going to offer them more money. And I don't know, if, you know, you just have to change your thinking when it comes to college athletics. Support the team, the local team, support, whether it's your alma mater or you live in the Valley, support that team. Hope it does well. Don't worry about next year. Just, you know, you worry about now, because that's what college basketball has become. It's just now. Everything is now.
Well, Jack, that's a perfect way to wrap it up. By the way, I was going to ask you about Teddy and the rest. We will get to that next week. Congratulations to Ian, like I said, to Logan Mankins, and also to our pal O'Neill for being part of the modern-day nominees for the NFL Hall of Fame. But, Jack, I'll leave you with what we've talked about before. Repeat after me one more time, the legendary Don Ohlmeyer line. In sport, no matter what your question, the answer is always the same. Jack, go right ahead. The answer is?
Yep, money. It might be in life. Forget sport.
Well, you know
life.
What? You might be right about that. Jack, I appreciate it.
I would like to congratulate Teddy for being basically the Lenny Wilkins.
That's correct.
You know,
as a player and a coach.
A player and a coach. Well-deserved.
And he taught Gus Williams how to score. Jeff Tedford also taught Gus Williams how to score. That's a reference from a long time ago.
I will, because my friend Danny Robinson will tell you this, I'll tell you now, Teddy, when they said he broke records, he broke Danny Robinson's records. Danny was quarterback back in the 60s, and not too many of us go back to the 60s.
By the way, as I let you go, speaking of great quarterbacks from there, R.I.P. to the great John Inavo. And I didn't get a chance, Jack. I don't know if you want to say that.
A
wonderful,
great
player and a wonderful guy. Just an unbelievable
guy. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I followed him as Bill Woodward's color guy after John had some heart problems and had to drop the basketball color. I followed him. Just a terrific guy. Wonderful guy.
Yeah, and we're losing too many of them at this time, that's for sure. And you and I may be next, so maybe I better reconsider. On that high note, I'm here to uplift your day, Jack. So, hey,
When I used to speak to corporations, when I was in National Speakers Association, I used to end with this line: live every day as though it was your last, and one day you'll be right.
Yeah, you're right about that. Again, FertyJackAOL.com or 559-287-3305. Join the Timeout Club, and also go to GoBulldogs.com. More information, October 13th, tip-off dinner. Jack, I appreciate it. We won't be on next week. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
My pleasure, Tony. Thanks.
All right, Jack Ferdy. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the schedule, hand it off to Phil. He's got three fine hours for you. And then the Giants and the Sunbird Sports Show today. I'll tell you about that after this as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Wednesday on Central Valley Sports Leader, 1430 ESPN. Welcome back to 52. 3 or 4 minutes ago on the show. Hand it off to Phil. His fine show behind the bench. Take you to 6 o'clock. Then the Giants. We'll talk about the schedule right now, courtesy of our great sponsor, Ed Dunkel, and his fine business, precision civil engineering, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape, architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net for more information. And again, always thank Ed for his great support for his alma mater, Fresno State, and in particular for the Lyles College of Engineering. He's a proud graduate there. A lot of those grads go right to work at Precision Civil Engineering, and Ed helps out with fundraising, always with the goal to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. He's done that beautifully to benefit the community, the university, and certainly those students that end up not only with him but in other businesses as engineers, etc. Anyway, as far as the schedule goes, Phil 3 to 6 Monday through Friday with Behind the Bench's outstanding show, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Radha Vedekian. Best furniture on the planet, nothing like it in all of California. The great conversation of Phil's show, some good eats as well. El Paso across from River Park. Stop in on Thursdays and ask Phil a question in person or give him a call, as always, on the LeesAir.com hotline, which is 559-320-1430. That's how we brought Jack Furtig up. And that's how Phil will bring up his guests and also take the calls from the general public. Paul Metters has two fine shows for us. Central Valley Sports Report on Saturday morning on 1430, live from First Ring Sports, 10 a.m. to noon, and also tonight and every Wednesday, Sunbird Sports Show on our sister station, the Deuce 790, from 6 to 7 o'clock, all about Fresno Pacific Athletics. Also, both Phil and Paul and Pat Hill, when the Bulldogs are in town, which they are this week because it's a bye week, so Pat's here, they will have the high school game for you. It'll be a good matchup as Clovis North hosts Frontier of Bakersfield at La Monica on Friday, part of Friday Night Lights. I mentioned the Giants are coming up tonight. We'll have the A's again tomorrow. The relevance with the A's is not about the A's, although they have played really good baseball when nobody's looking in the second half of the season. The Astros fighting for survival right now, and the A's beat them last night, so that'll be back on 790 tomorrow. The Giants, of course, tonight, as I mentioned. The reminders about everything in the NFL, always 49er Ram and Raider games and the national games on Thursday, Sunday night, and Monday from Westwood One. And Mondays, of course, Major Wager Monday, Carter and the Gang at Me and Ed's Victory Grill, Granite Park, Cedar in Dakota. Stop by, a great time, the great food, giveaways, terrific atmosphere, big screen TVs. Stop by. It's a doubleheader again this Monday, by the way, coming up. And for us, of course, we have exclusive coverage of the NFL all the way through the Super Bowl, no matter who might be involved. Same applies to the World Series in Major League Baseball. We get started through ESPN Radio with all the broadcasts beginning next week, which will impact our schedule. And, of course, the Lakers are coming up here in just a few weeks. We'll have all the Laker games and everything through the NBA Finals through ESPN Radio. So we've got all of it for you nationally. We have everything else for you locally and regionally as well as we try to cover all the sports we possibly can. Then the reminders beyond Phil's show and Paul's show, all information for the station, 1430ESPNFresno.com. Get the live links and podcasts there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. We're with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, tdad, the number 1 at att.net. First names are fine, as usual. I am behind. What else is new? From 2017, I'm probably behind with some of the emails. We'll get to whatever we can. And, Mark, I mentioned tomorrow I will ask Jackson about the email you sent last week. Finally, as we wrap up, we want to thank the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman for all their support. And, again, for a limited time, they have the hot and spicy wings and potato wedges. Right now, back the ultimate fan favorite. Stop by to grab those. Also, the KFC chicken sandwich, bigger and better than ever, and bigger and better than anybody else can possibly offer for just $3.99 for a limited time. Also, Tuesdays, you have the $10 eight-piece bucket, and on Wednesdays, the Kentucky Country Fried Steak for $5.99. Stop by the local operators of KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, Kerman. Tell them thanks for supporting athletics throughout the valley. Anyway, thanks go out to Jorge, to Jack Furtig, Jackson with me tomorrow, and thanks to the sponsors, of course, in addition to the local operators at KFC, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Stay tuned for Phil. We will see you guys tomorrow on KFIG Fresno.